This is the Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is part of our episode, In Short Supply. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Think about what's in your grocery bags every week. Fruit, veggies, meat if you eat it, maybe some almonds, hummus, chips, cereal bars. More than 80% of what we eat in the U.S. is grown here. And the farmers producing all of that food are getting older. The average farmer is 58 years old, and that number is climbing. That's no age to be doing a lot of backbreaking work all day long, but if you have a smaller farm, that's how it is. We have a shortage of young people going into farming, and there's a surprising challenge getting in their way. Alan Yu explains.
27-year-old Frank Carrillo is bent over and wielding a knife. It's 10 a.m. and he's been working for 4 hours already because it's harvest day on the 10-acre organic farm that he owns with a partner. He's cutting off broccoli crowns.
So basically we're just going to go like a couple inches down and cut on an angle. Like
that. He does this for a row of broccoli, cutting the crowns and breaking off the leaves until his wheelbarrow is full.
We've got, for this week, Swiss chard, lacinato kale, Italian dandelion greens, turnips, broccoli.
Business is good for him. Around 200 families have paid for shares of his harvest, and they pick produce regularly. Frank also sells his produce at a farmer's market, some local restaurants, and a Whole Foods supermarket in the area. And today, he's meeting more potential new customers. A couple of chefs are opening a new restaurant in the fall, and they're visiting the farm because they want to buy local produce. Frank digs up a couple of carrots, wipes off the dirt on his shirt, and lets them have a taste. The chefs are impressed.
Dude, look at this! Jesus Christ! Like, Starburst, my friend. Oh, man. Oh.
Local produce continues to be a big trend in restaurants, but farming, the job, isn't that popular.
It's funny, we joke around all the time about PSAs about telling your family you're going to be a farmer, because it's just this such a weird thing, you know? You went to college to not do manual labor. There's this, like, stigma with doing manual labor.
Frank studied political science in college, thinking he would go into environmental law, but he loves farming. However, he still has student loans to pay off, and that's a problem because farming doesn't pay that much.
We are staring down the barrel of a crisis in the farm population.
That's Andrew Barenberg from the National Young Farmers Coalition. A few years ago, they surveyed 700 people in the coalition, and 30% said they are not farming or can't start their own farm because it wouldn't be enough to pay off their student loan debt. And a lot of experts agree we need young farmers now more than ever. Jim Ladley from the Penn State Extension works with a lot of farmers and studies what they do. He says with climate change and more extreme weather events, it's really important for farmers to go to school and learn how to grow more diverse crops and choose the right varieties that can survive droughts or floods.
Doing the same thing or growing the same crop for 30 years is not likely going to be successful in the future, would be my best guess. We're going to need scientists and science-based farms in the future, for sure.
For example, Jim says that if you're a dairy farmer now, you can get more than 130 data points every day for every cow. How active the cow is, how much food it's eating, and so on. And if you grow crops, well, a lot of farmers now use drones to get a bird's eye view of their fields to see if they can target specific areas that need pesticides, as opposed to the old method of just spraying the entire field.
There's just a lot more to it than there ever has been. A lot of science involved today and a lot of management of data.
One idea to solve the problem is to address student loans directly and just forgive the loans of young farmers after 10 years of paying back the debt. This is already the case for public service workers like nurses and police officers. There's a bipartisan bill in the House to do that. It's called the Young Farmer Success Act. New York State already has a program to forgive up to $50,000 of student loan debt for graduates who farm full-time for at least 5 years. But for the House bill, you would have to count farming as a public service.
I didn't sign up to serve my country for the paycheck. You sign up for it because, you know, you love what you do and you love to serve, and that you put this country before yourself. And that's just how I look at farming.
That's Davon Goodwin. He got into farming in North Carolina after he joined the army, served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and got hit by a bomb. He says farming is a public service.
You know, being a farmer to me is no less than being a soldier, a nurse. I mean, they're all the same. They all have the same high importance in society because you're giving yourself to serve your community, which you could be doing something totally different.
There is one big obstacle for the Young Farmer Success Act. Even if farming gets added to the list of jobs covered by the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, the Trump administration's education budget would cut that program. For The Pulse, I'm Alan Yu.